Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish show. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Anabel.
¿Cómo estás, Anabel?
Yo muy bien. ¿Tú qué tal?
Muy bien. Muy contento de estar aquí contigo otra vez en el estudio para otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish. Now, these weekly episodes are helping you take your Spanish to the next level. Every time you come together with a coffee, like us here, and you can get one of these mugs. If you're watching the video version, you can see these beautiful mugs. You can get your own mug at the link below this video. If you're not watching the video, then just go to coffeebreakgiftshop.com. Anyway, we're not here to talk about mugs. We're here to talk about what we're learning. Entonces, Anabel, ¿qué vamos a aprender hoy?
Hoy vamos a hablar de one common mistake because it's related to something surprising or just different about nouns or certain nouns' gender.
Okay, so the grammatical gender of a noun in Spanish tends to follow typical kind of rules, as it were. But sometimes those rules are broken. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you are watching this video, then make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
And if you're listening to the podcast, then remember to also subscribe there in your, like, wherever you are listening to this.
Perfecto, pues vamos a empezar.
Venga, vamos.
So, to begin this episode, Anabel, we've got a little challenge for our listeners, haven't we?
Eso es. So, we wanted to ask the learners, what gender is agua?
Okay, the word agua, it means water. And our question is, what gender is agua? And we're talking about the grammatical gender of this word in Spanish.
So, it can be either feminine or masculine.
Indeed. Well, I know that it's el agua. We have to say el agua because la agua sounds really awful. But el agua would suggest that it's masculine, but the fact that it ends in an A, most words that end in an A, like la mesa, would be feminine. So what is the gender of agua?
So agua is feminine, it's a feminine noun, but as you said, we must say el agua.
Yeah.
And this not only happens with words like agua, but also hambre.
Okay, so hambre meaning hunger.
Eso es. Also aula, classroom.
Classroom.
And so many others.
Okay, so why is this happening?
Because all these words have something in common. Agua, hambre, aula, all these start with an stressed A.
Yeah, and it's a stressed A sound. It might not necessarily be the letter A. For example, hambre starts with H.
Eso es.
Okay, so a stressed A, and that is when it's going to become L something, even though the word itself is feminine.
Eso es. So all these three words are feminine, but because they start with a stress A, then we are saying el agua, el hambre, el aula. And not only with el, but also with un, algún, and ningún.
Okay, so if we said, let's focus on aula, an easy word there for classroom. If we said a classroom, it would be?
Un aula.
Un aula. Even though it ends in A and even though it's feminine, it's un aula. And you also said algún.
Algún aula.
So some classroom or other.
Or ningún aula.
Or no classroom, ningún aula. So in each case there, we're seeing a feminine word, but it's using the masculine articles.
Eso es. But only because it's singular.
Okay. So
imagine that instead of saying the classroom, you want to say the classrooms.
Yeah.
then we are using las aulas.
But this actually, I feel this makes sense because if you think of la aula, which sounds awful, that's why we say el aula, so that there's a consonant break in between the vowel sounds there. If we think about las aulas, we've got our consonant break in there with the S. So las aulas.
Eso es, sí.
Las aguas. Las aguas calientes.
Eso es, sí.
So hot waters. And las hambres, hungers. That's a little bit strange. Muy bien.
Y también, we also have to remember that it's only going to, like this, is only going to be happening with el, un, algún, and ningún. If we are saying this water, then it's feminine.
Esta agua.
Esta agua, esta aula, esta hambre, and this also happens with other like adjectives.
Okay.
Like, for example, nuestra hambre.
So our hunger, nuestra hambre, and nuestra aula, our classroom.
Eso es.
Okay.
So if we are not using el, un, ningún, and algún, then feminine.
Okay, so let's recap a little. We have looked at words which are feminine, but which use el or un as the article. And these words are where the A sound is stressed at the beginning. Hambre, aula, agua, and so on. But when we use un, ningún, algún, or el, these are the times when we use that masculine article.
Eso es.
But when it comes to pretty much other adjectives, then there we're going to use the feminine form. So mucha hambre, esta aula, and
eso
so on.
Sí, perfecto.
Okay, so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, but now I have like a challenging challenge.
A challenging challenge.
Okay. Yes.
Desafío desafiante.
Eso es, sí. So is now that we know all this, how would we say, let's focus on agua, water, all the water.
Okay, so I know that agua is feminine. I know it's el agua.
Muy bien.
But is it todo or toda el agua?
Well, is todo in those four that we know?
So the four were un, ningún, algún, and the definite article.
El,
So no, it's not.
So it's...
¿Toda el agua?
Perfecto, sí. Toda el agua.
Toda el agua. Que me parece un poco extraño, ¿no?
Sí, pero es como es.
Es pues. Es como es. It is like it is.
No, no. Now let's try. Remember that the other adjectives, we are always going like to agree it with like the feminine. So if we want to say the small classroom, then it will be...
La pequeña aula.
Or el aula pequeña.
Pequeña. Oh. Madre mía. Okay, so la pequeña aula or el aula pequeña.
Perfecto.
Wow. Okay, excellent. Give us another example of that.
Okay, so for example, if we want to say the big, the big area, then area is área.
Área.
So it's a stress with an accent there.
Okay.
And big is grande. So it can be la gran área or el área grande.
Okay, so now we're looking at adjectives and how they work. Gran and grande is something we'll cover in another episode. We talked about that lots in Coffee Break Spanish. But so we've got el área grande.
Perfecto.
Or la gran área.
Just simply because the adjective is between that article and the noun.
And the noun. Yeah. Okay, good.
Excellent.
Muy bien.
Now, how would you say, just to practice a little bit, how would we say the bald eagle?
The bald eagle. Okay, so an eagle in Spanish is águila.
With another with beautiful another, accent.
Yeah, an accent. So it's a stressed A to begin with, therefore it would be el águila. And were you saying the bald eagle? Okay, so I know that bald is calvo. Now, the reason I know bald is calvo is because that's what my children call me, calvo. And when we were in Spain and we see the tuna in the, you know, the calvo tuna, they wanted to take my photo holding the calvo
tuna. Por
favor. I'll show you that photo later. So calvo is bald. So the bald eagle will be el águila calva.
Muy bien, el águila calva.
El águila calva.
And this is a collocation, so we cannot like move it.
Yeah.
We cannot say la calva águila because it's a collocation, so no.
Yeah, we need to stick in that order. Okay.
Now, how do we say the best water?
The best water. Okay, so it's el agua, we've established.
Mm-hmm.
And if we put, hang on, the best water, that would have to be la mejor agua.
Eso es, sí, perfecto. La mejor agua.
Muy bien, there we have it.
Oh, no. Can I just add something more challenging?
Oh, so a challenge on the challenge on the challenge, yeah.
Yes, something else.
Okay.
So if I want to say small classroom, mm-hmm. but I'm not saying pequeño, I'm not using that, I'm using ito, ita, so aulita.
Well, can I try to extrapolate what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you said aulita,
uh-huh.
the stress is no longer on the aula.
Muy bien.
So, would we just say la aulita?
Eso es. Oh, you got me.
I'm pleased that I managed to work that one out. So, la aulita.
Eso es.
But la pequeña aula.
Ajá.
Or el aula pequeña.
Eso es. Perfecto. Muy bien.
I think we should leave it there.
Yes.
Now, we hope that you have enjoyed this lesson and that you now understand a little more about how these interesting changes and these surprising changes work when it comes to using words like agua, aula, and so on. And if you'd like a written version of this, we've got a blog article which explains everything, and the link is in the description.
Also, if you would like more help with your Spanish, remember that you can get some regular free email lessons. And in order to just like get that, you need to go and visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
You will indeed get loads of interesting information. We send out lessons about all sorts of different aspects of learning Spanish, about grammar, about culture, about vocabulary, expressions, and so on. So just make sure you sign up for our email. Now, you can look out for that mini lesson in your inbox very soon, but for now, we're going to leave it there.
No, sí. Buen trabajo a todos sí. y buen trabajo.
Gracias a ti.
A ti también, a vosotros.
Y hasta la próxima.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.